Hey, it's a local spotlight show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I am Chris Lorton. I am your host. And with me today, Phil Ringhausen and Tiffany Phillips, both part of the Jersey County Fair Board.
Right? Yes, sir.
And Phil is president.
You didn't have to say it with that kind of demand.
He is president, and Tiffany is the secretary.
Yes, sir.
Right. Now, how long have you guys been involved? How long have you been involved in fair? Phil, how long?
Do we count when we were like 8 or 9 started showing? Is that what we want to count for?
Nothing you can count back that far.
I officially went on fair board in 1987. And I was secretary, which that's Tiffany's job now. She just went in as secretary and glad to have some of these young kids taking over the new offices, you know, getting them started and getting them going. So in 1987, I was secretary for 10 years. And so 97 was I got elected as president. And 98 in March is when the grandstand burnt. So I had a very good, heartfelt, you know, initiation, as you want to say.
Yeah. So, and then... How about you, Tiffany? How long have you been?
So I've been around the fair my whole life, showing livestock. Started helping with the fair, I'd say, 10-ish years ago, pageant director, and then moved in this year to fair secretary.
How about pageant? Are you still doing that, or did you pass that on?
Still doing it right now.
Okay. All right. Still doing it. So this year, it's kind of special.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very.
Because you're having... kind of a big star coming, mm-hmm. And you're going to play the Saturday before. Usually the fair kicks off on Sunday or Monday, or what is it?
Official kickoff is Tuesday,
We have... You have some things going on.
Sunday we have our talent show, and then we have the Christian music night.
Yep.
You know, and of course, there's 4-H stuff starts in on Saturday, or did. Now we've moved it. But they still, in the exhibition building, we have our entries and everything going on Saturday.
The Saturday prior.
Yeah, mm-hmm. the 11th.
It seems like the parade is the big deal.
Yeah, the parade's the kickoff.
That's when it kicks everything.
That's when the carnival starts and everything, too, and runs.
Right. So this concert with a guy by the name of Chris Cagle,
mm-hmm.
who's everybody, he's got a good songs out there, Chicks Dig It, Walmart Parking Lot, Let There Be Cowgirls, Laredo, and Take It Like a Man, mm-hmm. right? And, of course, we play them here at WJBM. Uh-huh. And then you have another fellow that's going to open up for him, Tyson Schulte. Where's Tyson from?
Tyson's from Beecher City, Illinois.
Okay. And he's up and coming, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
Does he play some big gigs around?
He's played a lot in Greene County and several other events. So we're super excited to have an ag kid come to Jerseyville and share his talent with us.
Now, yeah. Isn't this like brand new, having a concert prior to the fair?
Yes.
Yeah.
Back in history, we've tried a couple concerts in the past, and it just, I mean, I'm talking a long time ago. We're talking 60s. And it just wasn't a big draw for the fair, and we kind of got away from it. A lot of other county fairs have doing it and have done really, really good with it, like Macoupin.
Yeah.
You know, they've had a concert for years and really do good with it. And then a lot of the other county fairs kind of close to us, like Schuyler County, Rushville, they started about, maybe 7-8 years ago, starting with a concert, really a big hit. Nashville, down in Nashville, Illinois,
mm-hmm.
they've done it now for 3 or 4 years, and it's really gone over for them. And my young crew that's come on this board and wanting to take over, you know, they've been wanting to do a concert.
Yeah.
And they've been planning for about the last 4 years how to get their feet wet and what to do. And they've talked to all these other fairs and have got the information they need, have gone to these fairs and helped them with their concerts to learn how to do this. And, of course, these other fairs are going to come over and help us, too, to get started. It's really kind of a learning curve for us, but yet we got all this knowledge coming to help us. So we're really feeling good about that.
Yeah.
And I'm really happy with getting the help. And
What was some of the young kids that are on the board now?
Well, you've got Tiffany herself, but then I've got Nick Powell, who my son Ethan,
uh-huh.
my nephew Nick Ringhausen, but then you got Brad Cornelius and Adam Fritz with Adam Gwillem, who's good friends. They do the hog show and mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. I've probably got a both Kerback boys, Pat and Thomas.
Yeah.
I mean, they're big, you know, of course, with the tractor pull, but yet they're there to help. Blake Church is a big one. I mean, Blake does a lot out there with the grounds and trying to keep stuff up. So I've got a good young group of people that I want to keep them going.
Yeah. And you want to keep them involved.
Right. And so
you got to let them have some fun, too. Let them do some things.
Exactly. And, you know, I've done this almost 30 years. We need new ideas. You know, we need new people. We need new. And I've told them that, and they've come on. So as Tom and I have tried to turn the reins over, and all of our officers now are younger except for Tom and I, and we're prepping the new people to do our job so we can phase out as well.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, I'm, you know, it's time. You know.
Well, you know, in this new venture, you know, the concert, it, and like you say, a lot of the other fairs are doing it, and actually, you know, it could do really great right from the beginning, but it takes time.
Yes.
Usually, you know, to build something, you know, it doesn't happen overnight.
No, I can remember back in the fair board, you know, back in the 80s, we didn't have a lot. You know, we were still, times were a little harder. And, you know, we started building on our tractor pull and we kept getting a little bit better till we finally went big time. And it was a learning curve there.
Yeah.
And we spent quite a bit of money to do that. And now we've got a, you know, there's no other fair that really got a tractor pull like we've got. We are like, we've been ranked like in the top five in the last few years of where track conditions and the pull we put on. And I mean, that's over the whole state.
How do you separate yourself in the tractor pull? How do you do that? I mean, what do you guys got that others don't have?
There's different classifications of tractor pulls, just like your pro, semi-pro, and that. So the NTPA we started with, that was a pro pull. That would like be number one. Well, then the PPL has come on with that. And so we're using the PPL now, but it's just like a pro team of any sort. And then our ITPA is ranked up there, was just almost as high as the NTPA PPL. So I'd call like a semi-pro because they're not really televised and all that much. But the ones we've been running, you can go on TV and watch them. They film them.
Yeah. So what are some other things going on that you want to, that we should mention as far as the fair coming up? We got the concert. We got the big tractor pull.
Of course, you know, everybody loves that Demo Derby on the last day. We're trying to make it even better. But this year, the last few years on Tuesday night, we've had our talent show after the parade. And we've not been getting the contestants. Yeah. So we decided to move it to Sunday so the kids can still be part of the parade and participate in that, but still can do the talent show. So we're going to have our talent show then on Sunday a little bit before, but then that Tuesday night after the parade, we've been doing a little free concert. Like Cash Getton played last year, did a great job, magnificent. And we had Flip the Frog. I get that right. Well, this year we're going to do a wrestling event.
Wrestling?
Like, yeah.
Like, are you wrestling?
No, they'll probably try, but I'm not going to wrestle. But it's epic. Epic wrestling. Yeah. And they're out of down here at Granite City, and they put on shows around. And so we're going to have a free grandstand. You know, it's not going to cost anybody anything to go see.
Wrestling's
and we're going to put it, and we're going to put it in front of the grandstand out in the track, and we're going to have a wrestling event. Just like to do on TV.
That sounds cool.
It'll be fun. Good family event.
Can you still remember like wrestling at the Chase when you was young, you know, had to go home after church and hurry up, turn TV on, watch wrestling?
One time years ago when I had the hotel, you know, and the nightclub there.
Yeah.
We did mud wrestling.
Yes.
Right? And I did it on stage. You know, I had, but we just used just locals, right?
Right.
Put it together.
Right.
And there was one particular scene where my bartender was going to go up to the guys, you know, wrestling, you know, and like tell them they're just faking it or whatever.
Yeah.
And then he was going to jump inside and
start
and kind of be a part of it. Well, he did that and it got carried away. Poor guy, drug him through the mud. Yeah, it was. We had a lot of fun that night.
Well,
so wrestling's cool.
It is cool. And a lot of the younger crew people like seeing wrestling, so why not try it? Something different, you know? Yeah,
well, that's what you got to do.
Yeah, try shake it up things a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully the weather cooperates. Seems like parade is like the big event, the parade.
Yes.
We have a great parade.
Yes, we do. You know, I had not I will shine actor up a little bit. My wife, Andrea, has worked on this for over 30, almost 30 years as well. Mm-hmm. And she has done a great job. That parade just keeps growing mm-hmm. and growing. It just, you know, it does a great job.
Hey, if you're just joining us, I have Phil Ringhausen and Tiffany Phillips, and we're talking about the upcoming Jersey County Fair, which is one of the, is it the biggest event in of the year for Jersey County?
Far as the tourism and all that, they say we are.
Yeah.
I mean, we will draw close to 30 to 35,000 people to this town for that week. I mean, all your merchants uptown will say, hey, you know, it's fair week. We got to prep up. We got to ramp up our sales and all this. I mean, when Kevin Traub had Dairy Queen, he said it was the best week he ever had out of the year. Because he said everybody was right there. And he said, it really does well. Really helps the community.
What are some other things that are going on? Of course, you have all the rides showing up. And do you have a horse show?
No.
No more horse shows?
When the harness racing phased out a few years back, the horse show did too. So there's literally... It's sad to say, because that is a big event that's a heritage part of the county fairs is your horse racing and everything. And, you know, Rip Crotchett ran that, him and his brother, for years and did a great job. And when they got to the point where they couldn't do it anymore, we really didn't have anybody that wanted to take over and to run it. And it is expensive to keep that track up. You know, we spend a lot of money a year for the horse barns and the track mm-hmm. and everything.
Yeah.
So it wasn't
economical.
But
you do have a rodeo.
Yeah, we bring the rodeo in on Thursday night.
Yeah, that's probably better anyway.
It is. Yeah, for our respect. And the rodeo's been a huge event for the last couple years. It's been it was almost sold out 2 years ago. Last year, we pretty well sold out. We were done. It's just huge.
Yeah, I think probably what you should do, though, one of the members should attempt to ride a bull.
Well,
what do you think? One of the board members.
Let's find one.
Phil's a great option.
No, maybe
it could be a real lazy bull.
I need a lazy one.
But you know what? If you advertise, okay, I tell you what. If we put this out there, Phil Ringhausen is going to ride a bull in the bull ride. You know, maybe it was like a cow.
Maybe Chris is volunteering.
Yeah, I say he might want to do that.
Yeah. I think it needs to be one of the board members.
At one time, I had a board member that rode bulls. That was Sean Isringhausen, and he rode 1 year out to county fair.
Oh, he did?
Yes, that's been years ago.
Well, he built like a bull rider.
He is. Yeah. Sean is. Yes. Yeah. And at one time, when he's like out of high school, he was playing around with that, and he did ride 1 year at the county fair.
Hey, just while since we're talking about the fair, now last year, I had Erica Heitzik and I, we called the parade from my front porch at 404 North State.
Yes.
And I plan on doing that again this year. And hopefully, you know, the year before the parade got canceled, we had a heck of a storm.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully.
And last year, you know, we had a little bit of delay, and my phone was blowing up. Like, and weird. I'm like, we're running a parade. I'm not doing this again.
Tell you what. People were so mad that the parade got canceled.
I know it.
I mean, I know you couldn't help it, right?
It was out of our hands. You know, everybody said, you know, with the lightning and the storm, there was no way we could do a parade that year.
But people were so upset.
Social media was insane.
Oh, yeah. They're like, I can't believe those guys canceled the parade.
Yeah.
I've been planning on the parade all year long.
And you know, and then Andrea trying to run it and everybody blowing her phone up and all this kind of stuff and the backlash off of it. She looked at me this year and says, we're going to delay it, but we are not canceling it.
Doesn't get canceled.
No, it doesn't get canceled.
And I guess what else we got going that concert's going to be great. And people can go online and get tickets, right?
Yes.
And they go to, where do they go, Tiffany?
JerseyCountyFair.com. There's a yellow circle right on the main page that says Chris Cagle tickets. And you click on it and it takes you to eTix.
Mm-hmm. And then you just buy them online.
You can buy them online. We'll also have a couple in-person dates at the fair office coming up. So we'll post when those dates are going to be on our social media.
And how many people can you seat at this event, at the concert?
Yeah. So we can, max capacity is about 4,500.
I see. It's going to be a good crowd.
Good crowd. Great night.
Yeah.
Great show.
Yeah.
Yeah, we will have, I'm going to have my food concessionaires all set up for the concert. We're going to get them in there earlier and have them open. The carnival will not open until Tuesday after parade night again. So we can use that whole area for parking is what our game plan is. We don't have to worry about the infield and all that.
Yeah.
So we're going to gain that much in parking. So, but yeah, the but my food concessionaires will be all going and everything just like normal. Just like the week of the fair.
Yep. Any other changes from years past? Anything new going on with the – I know we have the contest, the Queen contest.
Yep.
And you're running that as well,
yep, right? Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. We have a great group so far.
Do you?
Applications are open until May 1st, so they can get those on the fair page as well.
How many – do you have a certain number that you stop at?
So we take 16 Little Miss contestants.
And okay.
Then Miss, we don't really cap it.
You don't?
No, we don't usually get, you know, that volume of girls, but usually in the past we've had 5, 6.
But the Little Miss, they turn out for the Little Miss.
They do.
They're so cute.
Yeah. And some years we have mad waiting lists.
Yeah, they get mad when they don't get on there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we have the Demolition Derby on Sunday.
The last night.
The last night. Yeah. And that's a big draw.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good finale.
It's a good finale for our fair.
And how many different, you know, there might be somebody listening going, you know what, I thought about the Demolition Derby. What do people, what's the requirements to get in the Demo Derby?
You have to have a valid driver's license. Because we don't let anybody participate unless they're 16 or older. And then up till they're 20, you got to have a signed permission slip from your parents. So make sure, so, you know, all legalities taken care of, you'd say. Mm-hmm. And then basically the rules are in the fair paper for all different classes. Mm-hmm. There are 5 different classes of the Demo Derby.
Five. Yeah.
2 compact classes, a truck SUV class, and then 2 big car classes. And one's just more, you can tweak them more for one class and the other one you can't. So it's just kind of more of a stock. Yes, thanks, Tiffany.
Yeah.
So
what's the big draw? What are you having the most people want to get in?
Actually, the little compact class.
The compact class.
I call them the bumblebees. They run around that track 100 mile an hour.
Really?
We had 25 cars in that class last year.
You're
just
kidding.
That one class. And so we're trying to figure out how, because we used to break the heats up, only have so many cars on the track at once, but nobody really comes with extra parts or the tools to fix them, you know, to run two different. So this year we're going to try something. Well, if we have 30 little compact cars, we'll put them out there, and they'll
all 30
run them around a little bit, and then
what do you mean run them around?
Let them hit and do whatever, and then the ones that are like already disqualified, we'll stop it when we get down to about 10 or 12, take them out, the ones that's, you know, already done, and then let the rest of them. So I got more room to, you know, to move around. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So I guess is that becoming like the big attraction?
It really is. I can't get over how many. Calhoun's going to have, I'll plug them right. They're going to have a spring derby, and they're getting people calling all over the United States.
Mm-hmm. They're having a spring derby.
Mm-hmm. I don't know
exactly. Separate from the fair.
Fair. Yep. Uh-huh. Like a kickoff to their fair to like get things started and to earn a little, make a little extra money. I can't exactly remember the date of it, but I've already been told that there's people calling all over the United States wanting to come to it.
You know, the cool thing about it's just that Calhoun, don't they have like, they're in like a pit.
Yes.
And it's dirt all the way around
it. Yes.
Which, do people like that? As far as like drivers, do they like getting in that?
The driver's kind of a little hesitant, but boy, the people watching really like setting up right around it and being able to see. They enjoy that.
They did great installing new bleachers and stuff last year. They've really improved it.
Yeah, they've really improved their area.
Cool. So what else is going on? What do we need to mention? Anything we're missing?
You know, we have our natural livestock shows throughout the week, off and on, every different day. So there's going to be livestock out there every day, some kind of animal somewhere. We've done something a little different. We have an ag education booth that we started a couple years back. Because what is a county fair? We're trying to promote agriculture. And so some of the younger guys on the board said we need an ag education deal. So they're starting. So we've started promoting that, and people can actually see the livestock that's being raised around here. We're going to expand on that a little bit this year. Going to put up another tent to have a bigger area for people to walk around and actually hands-on kind of, and the kids to explain what they've got and what they're doing and all that kind of stuff. And to kind of educate people on where their meat and where their food comes from.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
what else? What else we got? You say we got wrestling. I mean, you've covered.
We've got so a lot of stuff going on this year. Yeah.
Who's running the carnival this year?
The Tinsleys. We have been with them since 1982 or three, and they do a fabulous job. Mm-hmm. They're nice, clean, good people to work with. Mr. Tinsley has passed, but his nephew has been running it and coming in and running the business with him, so he runs it now. And they just do a fabulous job. Now, you can't ask for a nicer group of people.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, and then our food concessionaire is the same way. We've had the same group of people that's been there for, Norman Paulette Keene with Keene, Paulette's. Mm-hmm. They have been there for, since the late 80s. And you just can't ask for nicer people to work with.
Now, if there's restaurants or businesses or maybe somebody just likes to cook and they got something special, can they get in? Can they get a booth?
We can make things work. We try to get
our
local. We
do have a few new ones.
Yeah. Yeah. Like last year, Dean Muntz has been there forever at the end of the grandstand. Right. And he's just a local guy that cooks and him and Paul. But last year, Heaters came in for the first time with a food truck. And
Heaters
from down in Alton.
Okay.
Yeah. And then
Pig on a Wing.
Yeah, the Pig on a Wing.
Right,
yeah.
But the Burton family.
Yeah, the Burton family's got into that more, and they're up there in front by the grandstand. The Sheeter boys from over at Brighton, they've got their own little truck now.
We have a lot of locals.
Of course, we've got these other people coming from other fairs, but to get the local people there, the local booths, the local stuff, to get to draw the local people, that's what we're here for. Promote back to the community, to give back to them, and to help the community out.
Yep. Yeah, and keep it going.
Yes.
Okay. Any other, before we wrap this up, anything we want to add, anything we've forgotten about, we want to talk about?
I think you've covered most of it.
I think we're in good shape. Just hope to see everybody out at the county fair sometime this year.
Yep.
Yeah.
From start to finish.
And get online and buy your tickets, because we planning on selling out, right?
We'd love to.
That's our plan.
That would be great.
And you said tickets were around...
They're $25 if you purchase them online. They're service fees like any other platform. So they come out to be about $29.
Okay.
So
is that the only way to get them prior to there?
No, we're going to have, like I said, two in-person sale dates at the fair office. And then I think one of the local banks is going to have tickets that you can come in and buy anytime.
So when you buy a ticket, all right, you can go, where can you go? Is it like special, like tickets for this section, tickets for this section, or what?
So you purchase a grandstand or a track ticket. So if you're track, you're obviously standing room only on the track. Grandstand would be in the grandstand.
Anywhere in the grandstand. Our box seats will be part of just general admission.
Right.
We're not going to have our box seats for our box seat holders.
Okay.
So they're part of the grandstand. If
you get there early?
Yeah, get there. Like, I've had a lot of people say, well, I want to set my box seat. And I said, if you get in line early enough and have a ticket, you can set in your box seat, but it's not reserved for you. Uh-huh. Anybody's going to use the seats are just all first come, first serve.
Okay.
I will say, too, we've had a great response to sponsors for our concert and local businesses that are really wanting to help out. So we're very fortunate to have them backing us and helping. So thanks to those people, and we'll have them advertised all during Fair Week. So we're super excited.
Well, Phil, Tiffany, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a great year.
It is. Yes. Sunshine.
Yes. Yeah, no rain.
Yes. You guys take care.
Thank you very much.